I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mully and Hall, mornings live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Adversity does two things. It either pulls people apart or brings them together. And me and Coach Nagy have definitely gotten closer together along with this whole team. So we just continue to block everyone out on the outside, get close, get tight-knit relationships, and we just have complete and total trust and faith in one another, and it's really strengthened our relationship a lot between just open communication, having that trust between one another, and just always being honest every single time, and that's helped us progress and get through the tough times.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're broadcasting live from the Brat Stop in beautiful Kenosha, Wisconsin. And on the line is Radio.com Sports Insider, Brian Baldinger. Brian is also the host of Prevent Defense, an NFL podcast out now on Radio.com and the Radio.com app. Insider calls brought to you by Quip. Go to getquip.com/2019 and get your first refill pack for free. Brian, thanks for joining us on the El Pamonte Ford Hotline, El Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Brian. Well,
morning, Brian.
Happy holidays to you guys. Good to be with you. Thanks.
Thanks, buddy. And you're going to be doing the game. You're going to be
I'm excited, man. I can't wait. I think it's the 200th meeting. 200th meeting between these two teams here. So, you know, it's historical, and the Bears have gotten hot, and the Packers are in first place, and everything's on the line. I mean, you can't ask for anything more.
Packers are probably not playing as well as the Bears at this point in time. They do have 10 victories, Brian, but when you go in there on Sunday, what do you expect to be the key?
Well, you know, the Packers, you know, one thing that Aaron Rodgers does is he protects the football. Now, they fumbled at the end of the game last week to give, you know, the Redskins an opportunity, but they've taken care of the football all year. I mean, they've turned it over 9 times. Now, Aaron Rodgers just is not going to give the ball up. So I think that's always where it starts, you know, who takes care of the football. And then I think, you know, both teams are pretty good defensively. I mean, I think the Bears are more sound. They lose their middle linebacker, and we'll see how they overcome that. But they've had a really good front all year, and Chuck Pagano's done a good job of mixing it up and kind of making it tough on teams to figure out exactly what they're going to line up in, because they have 4 or 5 different fronts that they rotate through, and I think it's been really effective for them.
What do you think of Patton, and what is he going to do in this game that might be different than what he tried to do the first time around?
Well, I mean, look, Mike Patton's never going to change. I mean, he, from the time he's been in Baltimore with Rex Ryan to being with the Jets to being the head coach of Cleveland, he wants to affect the quarterback. I mean, his whole game plan is to get to the quarterback. And so they do it in a variety of ways. I mean, Za'Darius Smith is a guy that they move around, and you don't really know where he's going to go sometimes. And, you know, they're going to have their blitz schemes in order to get to the quarterback. He wants sacks. He wants the quarterback hit. He wants the quarterback hit early in the game, because he believes if you hit him early in the game, he might give you a 2 or 3 before the game is over, just trying to get the ball out of his hands. And it's never going to change with Mike. So he's going to try and overload pressure you. He's going to try to bring one more than you can block. He's going to disguise his pressures, and that's the foundation of what he does defensively.
Brian, in breaking down the Bears, what is your theory why Mitch Trubisky has been better of late? Because he hasn't been, you know, terrific. He certainly had a tough first half of the season. The last 3 games, I think you could point to and see signs of growth. Why?
Well, I think the first thing is they're a better offense when he's involved in the run game. So whether it's scrambles or design runs, it gave the Cowboys a lot of problems in the last game. And I think they're a better team. And I know he's had his injuries because of it, but I don't think you can worry about that right now. And so I think that's one. Number two, you know, him and Allen Robinson, it looks like they have a really good connection right now. And that, I think that really kind of helps a little bit. And then I think they've kind of simplified things in some ways, whether it's RPOs right now or just, you know, simple reads, and just be able to get the ball out of his hands with confidence. And they've protected him better in these last three games. And so I think he's a little bit more comfortable back there and be able to set his feet and using proper mechanics to make throws.
And, Baldy, I think when you talk about the improvement of the quarterback, some of that is the offensive play caller, and that's the head coach, and his improvement in terms of understanding what the guy can't do, maybe not understanding what he likes to do, but what he can't do. And they're no longer calling plays to kind of, you know, his philosophy is, you know, same as Andy Reid, and we see it around the league a little bit. That he's a play caller, and he wants to score a touchdown at every play, and he thinks he can make a big call that'll turn the game around. But I think he's now understanding that Mitch is limited in what he does. And as you say, when he's running, when he's involved in the running game, that grows his confidence. It seems like he throws the ball more accurately on the run, which is something you don't usually see.
Well, I don't disagree with that. He looks totally different when he's kind of scrambling and extending plays and making the defense decide whether to come up and play him or play the coverage. They put him in kind of a no-win situation, and I think he's kind of good at making those decisions. And I think that there's a lot of growth left to do. I think they stopped being so cute offensively. They realize that David Montgomery's a solid back. They don't have the greatest offensive line, but they're playing pretty well together right now. And I think you could get too cute on third and ones and some of the other things they were doing early in the year. I think you just give the ball to David Montgomery in some of these situations and let him do what he does. He's a good back. He's a good contact back. He stays on his feet. And I think you got to just trust him. And they are. They're giving him the carries right now. There's really not a number two back. I mean, Cohen gets his in certain situations right now. Mitch gets his in certain situations. But for the most part, they're leaning on David Montgomery to run the ball and try to get some continuity with the defense, with the offensive line.
Brian, I think all week we've sort of counted on the fact that the Bears are getting Akeem Hicks back in the middle of the defensive line. It's been a long time since he's played football. You wonder about his conditioning. You wonder about, you know, just how many snaps he is going to play. What do you expect, and how difficult is that challenge coming back after such a long layoff?
I don't think it's going to be a challenge. I think he's dying to play. He makes a difference. I mean, there's not many guys that size in this league that can move like he can. He affects the passing game. They have not had that kind of push inside that he provides. He's a really smart player. He reads stances. He understands situations. I think the guy's going to be dynamite in there. And I think he's, as much as they're going to miss Roquan inside, I think that getting Akeem back right now couldn't come at a better time for this team.
You ever have an injury like that? I mean, he hasn't played. Yeah, he's been back at practice, but, you know, they're not hitting, and he hasn't played football since that elbow injury, and it looked horrific.
Well, I think anybody that's played football on the interior has had elbow injuries. Mine still doesn't lock out. You know, my hands still go numb at night. I mean, I think it's going to be – it's Green Bay, it's Lambeau, it's playoffs are on the line. I honestly think that as soon as he steps on the field, he's not going to think anything about it. I think he's going to be as aggressive as he's ever been. I mean, he's a big, long, strong player. And, you know, he makes offensive guards miss. He makes centers miss in space. He's got a big smile on his face. He's going to talk trash the whole game. I don't think anything is going to change with Akeem in there right now.
Have you been surprised at how balanced the Packers' offense has been with Matt LaFleur? And obviously Aaron Jones has had a terrific year. Part of that is because they've committed to the running game, maybe more than people expected, certainly more than I expected with the first-year head coach and having Aaron Rodgers there.
I honestly don't think the I know I'm probably not smart in saying this, but the offense doesn't look any different to me than when Mike McCarthy's there. I mean, it's basically Aaron Rodgers drops back. You know, if he can get the ball out quick, he does. If there's a play designed to go down the field, he'll look at it. And if it's not there, he's going to bop around and move around and try to find somebody to uncover. I mean, Washington rushed him with three, which isn't a bad theory to do, and drop eight. And, you know, sometimes the golden arm can beat you, and sometimes he gets frustrated by not being able to find a guy. I mean, he got sacked on a three-man rush last week. The offense is, I don't know if there's a go-to guy right now. I mean, beside Aaron Jones, to be honest with you, I don't know if there's a guy that he really trusts that he knows is just going to win all the time. If you put Aaron Jones out at wide receiver like they do, the ball's going to him. I think he trusts him over Davante Adams or Alan Lazard or anybody right now. They're a tight end-based offense. They're going to see a lot of two and three tight end sets to try to run the ball and try to protect, to take some deep shots. I think that's the biggest change right now is they have four tight ends that are active game day. You can't get all four out there, but they can get three out there a bunch, along with the fullback. So from that standpoint, the offense has changed. But what Aaron Rodgers is doing doesn't look like it's a whole lot different than anything he did with Mike McCarthy to me.
Hey, thanks a ton. Great to catch up with you, Baldy. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, guys. Enjoy it this week. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait to get there.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to
bundle
to
up.
Compass Media.
I got that covered.
You can get Baldy's call. All right. See you, Brian.
All right.
That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, Brian Baldinger. Make sure to go check out his podcast, Prevent Defense. Insider calls are brought to you by Quip. Go to getquip.com/2019 and get your first refill pack for free. Thank you again to Brian.
Have you been surprised at Aaron Jones' emergence this year? Did you expect that to happen?
Yeah, no question about it. I mean,
the running game legitimized that offense in a way that...
Running game's as important to that offense as Rodgers is, if that's humanly possible. It is a Duncan Friday, and of course Chicago runs on Duncan, and the Mully and Haw Show does as well. Want to thank everyone that's come out. We're going to keep it going. We're going to be here all day. Come up to the Brat Stop. It's great food, and everybody's having a wonderful breakfast, and I believe the bar is open. So that's always a joy, right? Presented by Kenosha Subaru and the Subaru Share the Love event going on now through January 2nd. Mully and Haw on the score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.